Okay, good morning. We are continuing Hilchas Sukkah. Topic is Schach, Taf Resh Chaf Tet. So we're in the middle of discussing the sugya of basically the topic of Maimid, what supports the Schach. So we learned that this is a din lechatchila. Different poskim have little gradations, how important, but basically everyone holds it's a din lechatchila we should keep. But the evid, it's okay, even if it's not. Now, so just a quick reminder of what it means to be maimid. It means the schach needs to be held up by something that's kosher schach. So let's say your entire sukkah, the entire top of your sukkah is made up of metal rods, poles, a metal pergola or something that would be pasul for schach, right? It doesn't grow from the ground. So in order to, so what you should do to support your schach is you should put just some wooden sticks, beams, 2x2, something not too thick, and use that to put that over the metal, and then your schach will lay on the kosher schach, the wood. Now, or bamboo shoots, okay, either way. Now, you can. We also know that they sell, very common, are these sukkah mats. That's what they're made for. Now, there are these, so it's made up of thin little, usually bamboos, but whatever it is. And they are, you know, you can roll them up, and all these strips of bamboo are held together. You can buy them either with, they're held together, they're attached, they're fastened with metal wires, thin little metal wires that attach them all together, otherwise it would all fall apart. That's what holds them together when you roll them up. Or you can get them with sometimes these little plant threads, some kind of little ropes that are made out of something that grows from the ground. So are they both okay? So it depends. The issue, okay, again, b'dieved, of course they're both okay. The question is, lechatchila, are they both okay? So it depends how they are held up on top of your sukkah. If you have to look at it as if you were to cut away all the wires, and now they cannot be held together anymore. If you were to do that, would it fall down from this, from the roof of your schach? Would they fall down onto the floor, or would they stay up? So, in other words, you have the, if you follow the links of the bamboo mats, right? So then, if they're perpendicular to the metal, to the wooden 2x2s or wooden sticks that you have holding them up, then they wouldn't fall down because they're held up perpendicular and it would stay up. So then that would be lechatchila good, according to all opinions, even the Chazon Ish. If it would be parallel to what's holding to those metal, wooden sticks or 2x2s that are holding them up. So if it's parallel and you were to cut away, theoretically, all those metal wires that are holding them together and they would fall right down because they're because they're parallel, so then that would be a problem, a serious problem for all opinions of Maimid. Okay, but, okay, so it just depends. You can buy them lechatchila if you want to, just make sure that it's in the right direction. Okay, let's continue. So until now we were discussing Maimid. The first, it's being supported by an actual item that's not kosher schach, like a metal rod. Chet is going to discuss Maimid the Maimid, something that supports what supports the schach, and that all opinions, the Shulchan Aruch says, is 100% mutter, except we know the Chazon Ish was machmer lechatchila for this. So let's read. Lechaber klunsaot hasukkah. So these are metal, not metal, wooden sticks or 2x2s that are going to be on top of your sukkah. That's, so they're wood, it's kosher schach, and that's what's supporting your schach. So we said that that's perfectly okay. However, what supports those wooden sticks or 2x2s for them not to fall down? So if you attach them to the walls of your sukkah, b'masmerot shel barzel, with metal nails, metal is not kosher schach, doesn't grow from the ground. Ola kosherim bivlaot perosh chatichot shel begadim bluim. Or you use some kind of a clothing which are makabel tuma. Use some rags from clothing that were deraisa, Kabal Tuma. Shehem Mekablim Tuma, Ein Kapeda. No problem whatsoever, 100% Mutar Lechadchila. So you're allowed to, the wooden sticks that are supporting your schach, you're allowed to nail them in with metal because that's maimed de maimed. And that is not a problem. And Mishnah Berurah points out, I mean, it's more or less obvious, the schach itself, if it would blow off with the ruach mitsuya, a normal wind, so to take that schach and tie it down with something that's not kosher schach, like plastic wire ties or zip ties, whatever, if they're plastic, it doesn't grow from the ground. So that if you are attaching the schach, even though it's resting on wood, but if it would normally blow off and you're attaching it with something that's like a nail or a plastic, that would be a problem of maimed. So again, it's a din lechatchila. But if it's just there as a precautionary measure for a ruach she'enu mitsuya, you're afraid it's going to be one really windy night and you don't want to lose your sukkah, so then you could attach it lechatchila with, as far as this halacha of maimed. Okay. We're going to learn. Yeah, let's go on for now. So that's as far as the halacha of maimed. Could be you cannot use a nail, or there is an opinion even if it's tight, a zip tie, because you're using something that's normally used for building a house. But anyways, most opinions say no one builds a house with zip ties or just a little rope just to attach it. That wouldn't be a problem. To nail it down, the actual schach, that could be an issue. Okay, so let's go to Tet. Kol mine ochli mikablin tuma ve'ei misachkin behem. Now, all foods are mikabel tuma, and you cannot use any food for schach. Okay, now that's food that's edible for humans. Okay, we're going to see again food that's not edible for humans, but only for animals, that's not mekabel tuma. Okay, so hay, whatever, those things are not a problem. Anfei te'ena uvehem te'enim. Now you have branches, vines of fruit, branches of figs, and with figs. So they're all together. Or zmorot vehem anavim, vines with grapes. Im psolet meruba al ochel mesachachin behem, v'im lav ein mesachachin behem. So can you use them together? So obviously the branches are kosher schach, the fruit is pasul schach, and they're together. So you just go after what the majority is. And whatever the majority is, then that's what you can, that's what's koveh, if you can use it or not. Now, v'im k'tzaram la'ochel. Now let's say you cut off the branch, not for the wood, but for food. And you were planning to use part of that branch as like a handle to hold on to the fruit. So it depends. So v'im katzram la'ochel. Yesh le'yadayim torat ochel l'kabel tuma. So there's a halacha that the yadayim, the handles of the fruit, also has the same din as the fruit. So if you're going to put the whole thing together with the handle, with the branch, with the fruit on the schach, so the whole thing is makabel tuma. Okay, right? If that, when you cut it, that was the purpose of the branch, just to use it for as a handle. So then the whole thing has the din of pasol schach. V'tzarich shehe b'psolet kedei levatel ha'ochel v'hayad. And so therefore you need to have enough kosher schach, that's the majority, that's more than the yad, the handle, with the food. And Mishnah Berurah points out, normally a yad halachically for this is 3 tefachim, but different foods have different rules. So he says, keep it simple. Either make sure it wasn't cut off to be used as a handle, or just separate the fruit from the entire branch, and then everything's okay. Because once it's attached together, it could be that 3 tefachim or more is puzzle, is actually puzzle schach. V'in k'tzaram la'ochel, v'nim la'chaleim la'sikoch. Now, when you cut down the tree, if you cut it down for wood, then that whole portion is not a handle and it's kosher. If you cut the whole branch for to be used as a handle, so then the whole thing is pasul. And now you already cut it for a handle. And I skipped a line. Well, v'im k'tzaram la'ochel.
Before that.
Oh, I did? Thank you. Okay, I said it, but okay. V'im k'tzaram la'sikoch. If you cut the entire branch for the purposes of shade, as ein le'adayim torat ochel. So then, none of the branch is pasul. V'adaraba, he starfim im apsolet levata la'ochel. In fact, the entire branch is kosher schach, and you can use that to be counted towards the majority against the food, the fruit. V'im k'tzaram la'ochel, but if you cut off the branch, using it as a handle for the food, and then later you said, hey, wait, this makes great tzach. It's actually going to be very pretty. I'll have branches, green, brown, fruit hanging down. Just changing your mind doesn't help. That branch is still makabel tuma, because it's part of the food. And just changing your mind doesn't help enough. You have to do a physical action that shows that you're not using it for a handle, you want to use it for sikuch, for shade. So the best thing to do is just cut it off. Or kegon shiadushotam, you smash it. You do something with it that shows that it's you're not using it as a handle. Okay, so let's go on. Yud Aleph. Mesachin befinogo hanikra be'arvi shumar. Okay, so you have a plant. You're allowed to use a plant or herb for schach. V'hu ma'achal behema, if it's a ma'achal behema, not a ma'achal adam. So it depends. If it's a plant or an herb that people eat, you cannot use it. It's pasul, makabel tuma. But if it's an animal food, v'ein b'nei adam ochlin otam el l'refuah, that's also good. Now, let's say people use an herb, they would never eat it normally, and you wouldn't say a bracha on it, but you do consume it for medicinal purposes, so that's not a problem, it's not makabel tuma, and therefore you can use it as kasher schach. Okay. Yud bet. Sikach berakot shemar in liabish. Now, let's say you want to put on schach, but it's quick to dry. All right, it's going to shrivel up. Either it'll shrivel up to almost no size, or it'll just fall off. Often when leaves get very dry, they just fall down. And then you're not left with anything. All right, the schach disappears on you. So afal pi shepsulim schachach behen lisakech mipnei shemekablim tuma, ein dinam kischach pasol lifsol b'arba'a tfachim, ela ka'avir chashivei lifsol b'shlosha. Okay, so this says, it's a bit of a mouthful, even though they're a pasul because of their makabel tuma, because the example he chose was vegetables that are edible, but the same halakha would be if it's not edible. Ein dinam, so then it no longer has this the halakha of sach pasul, that's pasul in four tfachim, but it becomes like airspace, that's three tfachim. In other words, we're going to learn later on, anytime you have sach, let's say you have a whole row in the middle of your sukkah. If you have a gap in your sukkah of kosher schach, if the gap is made out of something physical that you can see, and it just takes up, if it takes up a space of 4 by 4 tvachim, or 4 tvachim and longer, so then that is called an important space, a makom chashuv, and it basically is no longer considered part of your schach. And if it goes down the whole middle of your sukkah, it separates your sukkah. And you know, you could end up with 2 walls instead of 3 or 4. But basically, it becomes an area that you can no longer sit underneath, and it could invalidate part or your whole sukkah. If you have an airspace of no schach whatsoever when you look up, the shear is not 4 by 4 tefachim, the shear is 3 by 3. an airspace of 3x3, basically disconnects your sukkah and your schach, and it's as if you're, there's no schach there, and it could ruin, again, it could separate, or it could just be an area where you cannot sit underneath. So it depends. If it's something that's actually there, so we said it's 4 tvachim, if it's airspace, it's 3 tvachim. So the halacha over here is we're teaching you that if you're going to use schach of something that's not going to last a week, right, for the 7 days of Sukkot, if it can't last 7 days and it's going to shrivel up or fall down, then it has the din of, even though right now it's all there, it's all intact, we look at it as how it's going to be in 7 days, and therefore it's like airspace as opposed to schach pasul. Okay, v'im ein darkam liyabish. Now, if it doesn't usually get dry, dinam k'schach pasul. So then, since we're talking about vegetables that are edible, it has the din of schach pasul uposlim ba'arba'at tvachim. And if it makes a pasul, if it's 4 tvachim, and it's a discussion in the postgame. If it's this din of you look at it in advance for 7 days, if it's going to shrivel up and fall down, if that's a din daraisa or a din darabanan. Okay, it seems most say it's darabanan, but could be it's deraisa. Haga, the korakul yabish toch shiva. Again, anything that's going to dry up within 7 days, miyad daininan leki ilu hu yabish. So then, halachically, we look at it right now as if you look 7 days into the future, and if it's going to dry up, then we look at it as if it's already dried up and shriveled or fell down. V'havei avir. And so, halachically, even though you have the leaves up there right now, we look at it as airspace right now. Uposel bishlosha filo minatzad, and it makes your whole, it could invalidate your sukkah with just 3 tvachim. That's like if you separate, have an airspace between the walls. I have begimel, which is the din of the Shulchan Aruch. It's kaavir, airspace. Okay, so then it's right, if you have air, your schach must reach your walls, and you have up to 3 tvachim. That's the din of lavud. Once the schach is farther away from the walls, we consider it as separate. Okay, yud gimel. Kol davar hamechubar. Okay, yud gimel.
Was that true about regular schach also? If you had, let's say, palm tree branches, and they tend to dry out and to shrivel.
Yeah, but it's from my recollection, from what I know, palm trees, they'll shrivel a little bit, but they'll stay intact, and they won't shrivel up too much, and with lavud, you don't really have any airspace. So for palm branches, I don't think there's any issue whatsoever.
But they're not nechsha. The part that's covered that will eventually dry out, that part is considered not there, even in the beginning of the service.
Correct.
That's what this is saying.
Okay. Yeah.
But are we talking about something that can shrivel in such a short period of time? I mean, we're only talking about 7 days.
So herbs, I don't know. Certain plants. There are...
Some tree branches die pretty quickly.
Even some flowers. You bring some flowers home, especially if you leave it outside in the sun. There are, everything will just fall right off within 7 days. But it doesn't happen to palm trees.
No, but take it out of water and see how long that rose lasts. It'll die very quickly.
Right, and then the petals fall. Okay. So it depends what item you have. Yud Gimel. Kol davar hamechubar ein mesachin bo. Anything, now this is really a throwback from the previous siman. Anything that's attached to the ground, you're not allowed to use. That was one of the 3 criteria. And as long as it's still attached, dino kedin ha'ilan. It has the same halacha of a branch that's still attached to the tree, which we learned a couple days ago. Yud Dalet. Can't use it for schach. There are certain things that Chazal said you're not allowed to use them lechatchila, but you are bediavid. In other words, they grow from the ground. They're not edible. They're not makabel tuma. They're not edible. But what's the problem? Chazal made gzira because they smell bad. Oh, shenoshrim Alehim, or they fall down on you. And we're not worried about them falling down enough that you're going to be left with airspace, but they fall down a little bit. So what's the problem? They shed. The chayshinan shema mitoch sherechan ra Oshaleim noshrim yetzei min asaka. What are we afraid of? It has a bit of a bad odor, so you're trying to enjoy your meal, and it doesn't smell good. It's really annoying. Or you're starting to have, every few minutes another leaf falls in your soup or on your plate, and this you just can't take it anymore. So this would be, this is an Isser Derabanan, if it would be annoying for you. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it's probably a Psul De'araisa if it really smells bad or it's really in a situation where it's just not livable. Because it has to be Teshu Ke'ein Taduro. So, okay. Tedvav. V'chein Asur L'Sakech B'Chavila. Now there's also another Isser Derabanan, Chazal made. We've got another 4 minutes. Okay, let's just start this halacha of chavila. If you have a bundle, so this is a din darabanan, that's aser, according to most poskim, even afilu bedyavid. Right? So that's halacha. Even bedyavid, this is a problem. These are using for your schach bundles of grain or hay, and you want to throw them on top of your sukkah for schach. So what's the problem? Mipenei, right, we're not talking, this halacha is not talking about boring out a hole. That's a halacha tasa min asoy. We're talking about you have a bundle that you tie and from both ends, we'll see. And you right now it's bundled up. So what's the problem? Mipenei shepe'amim she'ada manicho chavilato al agag ha'sukah liyabsha. Because it was common that people would take these bundles and throw it somewhere on top of your sukkah. What for? Not for the purpose of shade to eat there. They did it to dry it out. So the whole purpose of them putting the bundles, again, it's just kosher schach, midaraisa. But they put these bundles on top for to dry them out and not for shade. So then that makes a pasa. V'achar kach nimlach aleha l'shem sukkah. So then they change their mind and say, now I want to, it's up here already. I just realized I have great schach, great sukkah. I'm going to, just going to use it. V'ota sukkah psula mishum taseh v'lamin aseh b'psul. If that was the case, it's a psul d'araisa of taseh v'lamin aseh. V'gazur al kol chavila atu zot. So they made a din d'rabanan for every bundle for the cases where a person put it up to dry it out and not for shade. The Gemara gives another reason why bundles are aser, and that's because of gzeirat otzar, that people might use their storage houses for a sukkah. Apparently those storage houses didn't have any roofs, and they stored their hay on top of their storage houses, and the reason why they put them there was to dry them out or to store them, but they didn't put them there l'shem shade. So, okay. Similar idea. V'kevon shemipnei zeh asru. So because of this, they made it aser. Lo hutzerchu le'asur ela b'chavila shederech liyabsha. So the only time it's aser to use some kind of a bundle is if it's the derech to dry it that way. V'ein zeh v'pachol me'asu v'chamish shekanin. So again, let's learn a couple quick details. The only time this applies is if you have 25 stalks together. Hilkach. If it's less than 25, Chazal never said it's aser. But if it's only one, it comes out of one stock, one source, but afterwards it sprouts into 25 stocks from one stock, since it's all connected, even though ksharam berosh hasheni, you tie them from the other end. Eina nikret chavila, it's not called a chavila, but it's kevan sheikaran echad. It has one, it starts out from one stock and it's still connected to that one source. V'im agad yamem kana acher, but once you add one other one that's completely detached, v'yesh ben shneim esrim v'chamisha, and altogether you have 25 from the other end that gets tied together, havya chavila. So once you have one that's separate, it ruins it for the rest of the group. Okay, haga, mekol chavila she'ena kshura mishnei rasheh she'chonat lekach, ena chavila. It's only called a chavila that's aser if it's tied from both ends. And just to point out, our mats that we have, even they're all connected, it's for sure not a problem, because it's not a chavila, it's not a bundle. and it's just a very flat item. And also, it's made in, from the very beginning for itself, for shade. It's never made to dry them out, so it never came under that. Yes, sir.